Keith Kennedy wandered away from a camp for developmentally disabled. The following week, hundreds of volunteers searched for the 25-year-old autistic man. Kennedy was also in need of his anti-rejection drugs after a kidney transplant 13 years ago. Burnett County Sheriff Dean Rowland credits one search crew's perseverance.
He was in a group of 70 law enforcement, firefighters, DNR wardens, who had been sent to an area that had been searched three times prior. They searched it one more time, didn't find anything. Chief Deputy Don Taylor of our department said, "I'm going back in. Anybody wants to follow, let's go."
It's a good thing they did.
They looked for a few more minutes, and there was Keith laying in a fetal position next to a creek. Estimated he'd been there 2, maybe 3 days. He was severely dehydrated, as you said, covered with ticks, but he was conscious, he was cognizant.
Kennedy was stabilized and flown to a Twin Cities hospital. Rowland guessed that the man ate vegetation and drank from a nearby creek. We may never know the true story since Kennedy's autism only lets him speak 4 words. Brian Moon, Wisconsin Radio Network.